Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're going into day three of the Costa Diamantis trial. Of course, the former state rep who worked in the budget office and also dealt with financing school construction, facing 22 felony counts in federal court. I mean, we're talking extortion, bribery, conspiracy, false statements, a whole bunch of stuff. Covering the case, Mike Cerulli from WTNH and, of course, writes the tip sheet for Capitol Report. Comes out every Monday at like 6 a.m. It's a must-read for insiders, and it should be a must-read for outsiders, too, because if you want to learn a little bit about the inner workings of politics here in Connecticut, it's worth the read. Mike Cerulli joining us here on Brian & Company. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it feels like the feds have a pretty stacked case. I mean, after 2 days in court, does it feel that way?
I mean, on the first day of the trial, it was just text message after text message after text message, so much so that there was almost a bit of a sidebar discussion among the judge and some of the lawyers about, like, kind of the best we could tell based on sort of what you could hear. And sometimes you can't always hear sometimes what this judge is saying to the lawyers, but it was almost like, hey, what, like, let's talk about the pace of this a little bit, because there was just so much over and over again. But on day two, we saw Norm Pattis get up, who is the defense attorney for Costa Diamantis. He'll be familiar to anyone who's kind of paid attention to the local headlines here in Connecticut. Pretty much every, most of the high-profile legal cases you've seen, from Fotos Doulos on down, Norm Pattis has been involved somehow. He got up and cross-examined the government's first witness, who was a former masonry company contractor who says and has testified that he was involved in making payments to Costa Diamantis in exchange for contracts. Normally, I think, called his credibility into question, pointed out, as kind of any good defense attorney would, that he's got some problems. This witness had some problems with telling the truth early on when he was first interviewed by the feds. So,
Well, let me interject really quickly, because this guy, John Duffy, I think I wasn't in the courtroom, but it sounds like Pattis did a decent job of discrediting this John Duffy for sort of not being honest in the past. If the feds knew that, why would they trot him out like early in this trial? Why wouldn't they? Don't you think they should have more credible, ironclad witnesses?
Well, I don't want to try to get inside the mind of a federal prosecutor, but this is a person who can look the jurors in the eyes and say, I got a company check, and this is his testimony. I got a company check, I cashed it, and I drove it to the Capitol Grill or to a Dunkin' Donuts or whatever and gave it to Costa. He worked for a company that allegedly paid out these payments. So I think also there's maybe the sort of strategy of, and again, I don't want to speak for them, but there's a strategy of there's also FBI agents on the witness list for the government. And in terms of credibility, quote unquote, those FBI agents might be the most credible in terms of, They haven't changed their story throughout this whole thing. They've actually investigated this story, maybe saving them for, you know, later, people who can really just come in and back clean up. Although I'm not sure, but it seems like, you know, they've started with both Mr. Duffy and then today Antoinette Roy, who is another person who says she paid Mr. Diamantis, in addition to hiring his daughter to a job that she testified yesterday. Costa Diamantis' daughter, she says, was not very good at this job, but she gave it to her anyways and wasn't going to fire her because she was afraid of the repercussions. Antoinette Roy, also, you know, someone who's pled guilty to bribery conspiracy, so there might be holes in her credibility that Norm could expose. But again, she can say to the jury, and actually I think in many ways in a more succinct way than Mr. Duffy, that just speaking personally, Ms. Roy told the jury at several points, I was afraid. He was a powerful guy in the state, you know, yeah. Costa was. If I fired his daughter, I would have been blackballed. She said, she used that exact word, blackballed. So you can get that very, very firsthand testimony from them. And then maybe later on you get it from, you know, someone in a suit and a tie and has a badge on their belt, right?
Yeah. Hey, we're talking with Mike Cerulli from WTNH and also Capital Reports tip sheet that comes out on just about every Monday at 6 a.m., really some of the inner workings of the politics at the state capitol. I'm curious, you know, Lamont was asked about it, Governor Ned Lamont. He said, well, you know, I didn't know what was going on, and when I found out about it, I fired him. But having said that, this trial focuses on stuff between 2018 and 2021. I mean, will any of this stick to Lamont, maybe even in the gubernatorial campaign?
It's going to be tough to tell. I think at this point, the question really is, what would Norm Pattis want to ask the governor about if the governor does end up testifying in this trial? That's really kind of an open-ended question.
Do you think he'll call him? Because that's a bold move if he does.
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't know if he'll call him, and I don't know if there's sort of there is a process that could play out that they could the state government, the federal government could say this is not a relevant witness. But at the same token, you know, Norm may be curious. Did Ned ever talk to Costa about his role overseeing these construction projects? Did he ever encourage him to, you know, sort of expedite work in any way, in a way that Costa, in the defense's point of view, and this would be sort of the defense theory, and again, I don't want to speak for them, but you could imagine someone saying, hey, if the governor was telling me to speed things up, maybe I was just getting aggressive with that. I don't know. Yeah. Like I said, I don't know, but there's sort of that's kind of the direction this seems to be going in, is that they're trying to sort of, Norm mentioned the governor yesterday, actually, in cross-examination of Mr. Duffy. So there's a possibility we hear from him during this case.
Man, it would be something for sure. We got to run, Mike. Congrats to Capital Report as well for winning Best Show last night at the CBA Awards. And we appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.